Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to Old Offs, the Off and Practice series. We're all familiar with the concept of someone who has diabetes, is celiac disease, or is allergic to gluten in different forms. And there's a question when it comes to the night of the Seder, whether they could drink the Dal Kosis, whether they could eat matzah, and the different solutions that could be presented. But more broadly speaking, the idea, would one who would become ill, become sick, through eating matzah, would we require them to eat matzah? There's a mitzvah. You have an obligation to eat matzah the night of Pesach. What if that would lead you to be bedridden, to be sick? Now, we're not talking about where there's any danger involved. If there's a danger involved, that's obviously a whole separate discussion. But if there's no danger involved, or someone's going to be bedridden, someone's going to become ill or in great pain, does that exempt anyone from performing a mitzvah? You see, the Gemara in today's daf, Pesachim daf samachal, if the mission talks about if you shech the Karban Pesach, shelo le'ochlo, if not for someone who eats the carbon. And the Gemara explains, what is the type of person that doesn't eat the carbon Pesach? A chola, someone who's ill, or a zakein, an elderly person. Now, it's possible that the Gemara is talking about someone who simply doesn't have the capacity to eat. He's ill, he's unable to. He's a zakein, he's an old person, he just doesn't physically have the ability to eat. But let's say we're talking about someone who has the ability to do so. He's able to eat matzah the night of the Seder. Just the situation will be that if he eats that matzah, he will be bedridden, could be for a few days he will be sick. There's no danger involved, but he will become ill. So this question was addressed, the Maram Shik, the Devri Malkiel. They say, of course you're obligated. We don't find any exemption for such a reason, because there's going to be some pain. We find the concept of mitzvah, someone's uncomfortable because of the mitzvah of sukkah, perhaps there's some exemption that could be unique for sukkah. But all other mitzvahs, you have an obligation, you have a chiv, you have to perform that obligation regardless. And it seems that makes sense. But there are those that argue. The Bessam and Rosh discusses this, the Binyan Shlomo, the Mikrei Kodesh from the Tzu Pesach Frank, which we quoted something else that he discussed earlier this week as well. He also discusses this issue of the Bitzal HaChachma. And they introduce this idea that the same way we find that by mitzvah's essay, by positive commitments, you're only obligated to spend up to a fifth of your net assets in order to perform a mitzvah. When it comes to a los assay, a negative commitment, you're not allowed to do an avera, even if you're going to have to spend all your money to avoid performing that avera. But in order to do a mitzvah, you don't need to spend all your money in order to do a mitzvah. In order to shake lulav, in order to buy a lulav and esrog, you don't need to spend all your money, but you do need to spend up to a fifth, up to a chomesh. And based on that concept, some poskim introduce a fascinating idea that in order to become ill as well, if performing the mitzvah will cause you to become ill, then for him as well, you're going to be exempt from performing that mitzvah. Now, it's not so intuitive, this idea, because people may be willing to take some money in order to become ill, not even a fifth of their net worth. But still, there are some poskim into discussion, and obviously any individual person who has some reason to have doubt about whether they should or shouldn't perform the mitzvah should consult with their local rabbi.